Welcome back to The Death of an Innocent Man. This podcast may contain graphic material. Many people think that capital punishment is a great way to punish the worst of the worst criminals who commit the most heinous crimes. They brutally murder people for no reason at all. But what many of you don't know is that this can involve innocent lives and how wrong executions can go at times. People can have reactions to the lethal drugs. The electrocutions can go wrong. What I'm about to tell you is the story of a man who was innocent, but was sentenced to death, and then later his sentence was carried out. In the year 1955, a woman named Harper Dillon, who lived in North Carolina, was brutally murdered. The police arrived on scene to find her laying in the kitchen, covered in blood, and she'd been dead for hours. Her husband, John Dillon, was the only person at home, and whenever the police found him, he was covered in her blood. On the scene, the police found skin under her nails that didn't belong to her. That skin was the skin of her murderer. The police arrested her husband John for the murder because he was present and he was covered in her blood. John was interrogated for hours without a break. No bathroom break, no water break, no snack break, no smoke break, nothing. Hours later, he confessed to the murder of his wife, although he was innocent. He was covered in her blood because he was trying to help her when he found her, and then the police arrived. John was sentenced to death in 1956. His execution was stayed 5 different times. He sat on death row for 15 years until he was executed by electric chair in 1971. But what most don't know about this story is how wrong his execution went. The guard strapped him into the chair, but they failed to wet the sponge on his head that would prevent him from frying to death. John caught on fire and died a very slow and painful death. The audience began to smell the burning flesh after a few minutes, and they all said how awful of a smell that was. They said that they'd never smelled anything like it in their lives. Once John was taken to the prison morgue, he looked more like a piece of charcoal than a human being. 20 years after the execution of John Dillon, a man named Brady Whitmore came forward saying that he had killed Mrs. Dillon all those years ago. The police ran the DNA that was found under her nails for a second time, and it wasn't a match to John Dillon as they had previously suspected. The DNA did, however, match Brady Whitmore, the man who had confessed 20 years later that he was the killer. John Dillon was an innocent man who was executed for his wife's murder. And at that, his execution was an incredible failure. In America today, wrongful conviction and executing innocent lives is a common occurrence. It shouldn't happen, but it does. As American citizens, it is our duty to right the wrongs of the past and learn from our mistakes. I believe in the future, Americans could redefine the 8th Amendment of cruel and unusual punishment that largely discusses the death penalty and has been talked about many times. The death penalty has been taken off the books more than one time in our history. And I believe if we redefine that 8th Amendment, that we could completely abolish capital punishment and we would no longer run into wrongful deaths. I believe that we as a whole could change what is happening. what will you choose to do? Will you redefine the Eighth Amendment and abolish capital punishment, or will you stand by and do nothing?